Good evening. Once again, it's a joy for me to be with you all. Good evening. And then, so as part of this, every time, you know, when I was trying to meditate on a portion related to prayer meeting or maybe something like that, I always have at least 2 to 3 topics on my mind. Sometimes I struggle to focus on one topic. So I pray God, I ask Him, God, put my focus, put my eyes on this particular topic, maybe a portion, where a church, we all get strengthened to learn you to learn from Him. So for that portion today, just I have one thing in my mind. God has given me something in my mind, like from Book of Kings, 2 Kings, chapter 19. Book of Kings, 2 Kings, chapter 19, verse 14. It's Hezekiah's prayer, chapter 19, verse 14. 14 to, I'll just read some verses from here. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, Thou art the God, even Thou alone, of all the kingdom of the earth. Thou hast made heavens and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes, and see and hear the words of the Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. These are verses from 14 to 16. A short prayer. A loving Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you and praise you for this wonderful day. We thank you for this precious time once again to come into your presence, to learn about your love so that we can be strengthened, Lord, strengthened. Lord, keep me aside and speak to us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I think some of us are aware of this topic, of this portion. Hezekiah is a man of prayer. People call him as a man of prayer, because we see some prayers of Hezekiah's. Hezekiah here in chapter 19 and of course in chapter 20 as well, when he was sick. His prayers are really wonderful. So when I just was thinking about Hezekiah, you know, his life, when we see his life, it was really a wonderful life. When you go back to chapter 18, there he was mentioning about Hezekiah's life is that Hezekiah, his life, when you read from verses 18 to verses 6, it was very much told, very, very good told about Hezekiah, his life, how he was with God. So his life, he did right in the sight of the Lord, first thing. And second point, he removed high places and removed the images. You know, when people were dying, Moses has brought up a brazen serpent, which was made by Moses. Even that, this king Hezekiah has removed it. And the third point, he trusted Lord. And fourth point, he cleaved to the Lord and followed his commandments. What a wonderful testimony about Hezekiah. Yeah, when I was just going through all the points, I was thinking about my life. We can even think about our lives. How is our relationship with the Lord? It's maybe 20 years or 30 years or maybe 40 years or 10 years or 5 years. Came into faith. How is our relationship with the Lord Jesus? Of course, so these are the things about Hezekiah. Now here, there is a big story about Hezekiah in the Bible. You know, when you read it from chapter 17 onwards, what exactly happened about Hezekiah, the problem. You know, we read the verses from chapter 19, the prayer that Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. He received a letter. You know, that letter actually was sent by Sennacherib. It's a letter full of threatening King Hezekiah. Then suddenly, this King Hezekiah, he ran into the temple. You know, there are some situations which threatens us. which desperates us. And sometimes those situations will lead us into very bad situations. Sometimes it even steals our faith from God. And this, the King Hezekiah, now he saw the letter, a threatening letter. What did you know? He just went into the temple. Because he loved Lord, because he trusted God, because he cleaved unto Lord, he was trusting him and straight away ran into the temple and opened the letter. He put in front of the Lord. And then he was praying. What a wonderful deed he has done it. You know, there are some situations where people, when we see these kind of desperate situations in our life, when some things threatens us, we also will be threatened and will go away from that place. Sometimes you don't feel like coming to the Lord, you know, we are that much desperate. But it's a good encouragement from this portion that when we feel desperate, when we feel bad about the situations, when we are troubled in our hearts, this portion encourages us, come to Lord. Of course, I've told you last Sunday that God doesn't have a tag called, doesn't have a status called, do not disturb. He's always ready to listen our prayers. You know what exactly, of course, we know many things about prayers. A person told, you know, what is prayer? You know, why people pray? Why people pray? There are so many answers. One of the answers is that to acquire faith of God. To acquire faith of God. And the second one is to acquire the fulfillment of God. There are so many things. Why do we pray? We pray for the comfort of God. We pray for the deliverance from our situation. There are so many kinds of, you know, situations where we pray and we come to God. You know, here, the exact situation is that here when he was very much afraid of the threatened letter by Sennacherib, and then, you know, and there, when you go back to the, I'm just reading the prayer of Hezekiah. He says, he went to Lord and was praying, O Lord, God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, all the kingdom of earth thou hast made heaven and earth. He is our creator. He is remembering God as a creator. It means that, you know, when you see the creation, God created it from nothing. There was nothing in it. From there, God created heavens and earth. The whole creation from there. So he is the creator of everything. He can done anything. He can do anything. So that's how he trusts God, and then he came to Lord. And one point, you know, Sennacherib, what does he say in verses 10, you know? When we read verses 10. Thou shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God in whom thou trusteth deceive thee. You know, Sennacherib is saying to, he's sending a letter that, do not trust your God who is deceiving you. What a reproach he's bringing to King Hezekiah. Is that true? Is our God deceiving us? No, never. He's a honest God. He's a faithful God. He's a trustful God. He's a trustworthy God. You know, when you go for the prayer in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus tells about the prayer. I just want to read that verse. Matthew chapter 7. And from verses 7 onwards. Prayer and the golden rule. Ask and it shall be given. You seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? I like this portion very much. One of my favorite portions. He talks about God's honesty. God's trustworthiness. Jesus himself says all these words. How we should pray. I think we might have read these verses many a times. Ask and it will be given. Knock, it will be open. And the word which I was talking about, like, you know, if a son asks a father, Lord, can you give me a bread? Does a father give him a stone? No, I think you might have observed this also. Why exactly here Jesus was talking about a bread and a stone? Why is comparing a bread and a stone and comparing a snake and a serpent? You know, there are some stones which looks like a bread. You know, there are some parts of the world where we have a loaf, a round color loaf, which exactly resembles like a stone. So, and then there are some fishes which looks like serpent, and some serpents looks like fish. Here the portion talks about the God's trustworthiness, God's honesty. You know, for example, a worldly father, if my son asks me about something, you know, that can we go to KFC? What roams in my mind, you know, as a father or as a parent? I'll think of a better than KFC. Maybe I can take him to Chick-fil-A. Because some people like Chick-fil-A better than KFC. You know, as a local, you know, as an earthly father, as an earthly parent, we always think about our children to give the best things. A heavenly father, the one who gave his only son, when he has given us the opportunity to enter his presence through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through his work on the cross, we are in his presence. We are asking him, our Father, our Lord. If we ask for a fish, he'll definitely give a fish, not snake at all. That's what the promise is giving us. When he asks something, he'll give just more than that, at least that, and he can give even, and he can even give more than that. A God is not a deceiver. A God is a faithful God. He's a honesty God. So here he says, he sends a letter that your God is a deceiving God. Don't get deceived with your God he was talking about. But Hezekiah, he did not believe that word. He went to Lord and was asking him. And you know, just I'll remind this prayer and then we'll close it off. I'll go back to the prayer, what Hezekiah has prayed. Verse 19. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of this hand, that all the kingdom of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. What a prayer, what a wonderful prayer. What an encouraging prayer. Of course, we also pray the same thing. Sometimes, Lord, give glory to the work which you do. The prayer, the same prayer, sometimes we pray for that. A God is an answer, is the one who answers our prayers. He listens our prayers. He listens to our hearts. He always responds back to it. Whenever we come into his presence with trust, we trust him. We always trust him with faith. And we come to his presence. You know, one more verse I was reminding in the book of James. That was chapter 5. In book of James chapter 5, there is I like that verse, one verse. Let me just read that also and then we can close it. Book of James chapter 5, verse 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if you have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. And the Lord shall raise him up. When you pray, he's a Lord. He will raise us. He'll deliver us from our problem, from our situations, from our circumstances. That's what Hezekiah prayed. And exactly in verse 20, after his prayer, we see Isaiah coming to Hezekiah. You know, just I read that verse. Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to the Hezekiah saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou trust has prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. The Lord hears our prayers. God heard his prayer. And you know, when you just read the verses from below there, when you come back to end of chapter 19, we see God did a wonderful miracle there. It was a divine deliverance. The Sennacherib, he dies in this chapter, at the end of the chapter. He did not do any harm to King Hezekiah. That's what the work of the prayer. That's what God moves when we pray. God does his work when we pray. Of course, when we trust him, when we believe him,
He's always trustworthy in all our activities. And when we put our faith on him, and sometimes there are some situations, there are some struggles where we, though we pray, though we trust him, we always have some fear in our hearts. But instead, when we focus, when we put our eyes on Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who is the finisher of our faith, there will not be trouble at all. Instead, putting our eyes on the problem, let's put our eyes on the solution giver, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and God. Then we'll be having a peace. Our Lord gives a peace in our hearts. Let these words comfort us and strengthen us. Thank you so much.